This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Everyone faces struggles of some kind or another in life. It can be simple if you're a child as a skinned knee at the school, or it can be as serious as a life-threatening illness. And very often we try to face these struggles alone, thinking, I've just got to get through this. I can tough it out. Talking about life struggles, they come in all sorts, don't they, all flavours, and they can come at the most unexpected times, and unfortunately, what they do, they interrupt the plans and dreams. So what are your struggles, and how do you cope with them? I think for many people, there are things like health, like cancer, that can go on for months, if not years. For parents, can be the struggle of their children to see their kids going through bad times, or it's the struggle with beliefs and doubts, or the struggle with where to live, or finances, finding a job, or the struggle with saying things are just not fair. Of course, there are some struggles that are thrust upon us and we don't really appreciate their intrusion. And then we say, life's not fair, bad things happen. You know, I didn't choose this to happen and I didn't deserve it to happen. And you know what, that is a difficult situation. One thing's for sure, we're all guaranteed to have troubles at some point. I think there are two things that might help you overcome hard times. One is my attitude or your attitude and the support system that you have. When you face problems in your life, how do you react to that? What's your attitude about the problem? Do you worry about it or do you just hope it'll go away and avoid the problem? God talks to us over and over again in the Bible about the attitude that he wants to have. And I think there's three things that we could think about here. First of all, God says, why don't you humble yourself? Might be surprising to some people. Might be the last thing that they're thinking of. But Hebrews 4:10 says, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. Now, I don't know whether you've figured this out yet or not, but no matter how hard you try to control your life, bad stuff will still happen that you didn't choose, you didn't plan for it, and sometimes it can be just too much to bear. Well, tell God about it. Don't blame other people. Humble yourself and admit that you need help. And that can be hard. God says, well, tell me. Let him be the first friend that you call on. 1 Peter 5:7 in the New Testament encourages us to throw or to cast all our anxiety on him, for he cares for us. So nothing's too big, nothing's too small for God. He loves you. Positive outlook. I think he does. I mean, there's a surprising statement in James chapter 1. And James says, look, consider it pure joy when you face many trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And perseverance, James says, must finish its work so that you might be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So in the trying times, God is with you. He's doing a great work. And we can ask, what can I learn from this situation? And what have I learned about myself? Where has God been taking me? I mean, God just doesn't plonk a whole lot of problems on my lap. He's there to support and prepare me. And actually, it could well be at the end of this that I come through it a much better time. There's a wonderful statement in Romans 8:28 that really reminds us that God works all things for the good of those who love him. Because let's be clear, God doesn't make bad things happen. It's just part of being in this world. He can make good things even come out of the worst situations. So when you face problems, how do you respond? What's your attitude about that? Do you move forward? Do you actually ask God for help? And really, can you find joy in the midst of these troubles? So the Bible actually teaches us that God offers help for those facing struggles. I like the story of the man who found a cocoon of a butterfly, and he saw a small opening and he watched the butterfly for several hours struggling to get through in that little hole. And so it looked as if nothing was going to happen. So he decided he was going to help the butterfly. He took a pair of scissors, snipped away, and the butterfly came out. But it had a swollen body and shriveled up wings. And the man watched because he expected that the wings would enlarge, but it didn't happen. And in fact, that butterfly spent the rest of its life crawling around with the horrible body and shriveled wings. It could never fly. He was restricting the cocoon. And so it is with God. Sometimes the struggles that we go through are actually allowing something good to happen. Thank you, Lord. Give us faith to believe something like that. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.